Well, over the last couple of weeks on the radio, we've been getting the ads from Singo, the political ads. And Singo's hasn't got anything or anyone running this time around for the federal elections, but it's
just making a statement.
Making a statement. To find out more, we've got John Singleton with us. He's a bloody good Central Coaster. Good morning, Singo.
G'day, Singo.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Not too bad.
You left out my comment on your music, but that's okay.
Yeah, you're not a fan of the music.
No, we'll get on to teeth in a minute. In the meantime, we'll discuss the irrelevancy of the campaign. Eh?
Now, Singo, why did you? You took out an advertising campaign because after midnight on Wednesday night, we can't play them on the radio anymore, or on TV. But, mate, why did you take out that commercial saying, if you vote for Labor last time, vote for Liberal. If you vote for Liberal, vote Labor?
Well, in the Tony Abbott election, I'm chairman of this thing, for better or for worse, called Team Central Coast, trying to get something done here, trying to get some attention by state or federal governments on the Central Coast instead of all Penrith and Parramatta, Western Sydney. And I didn't run any candidates this time because chances of getting in is negligible, but our preferences decided the election last time, got Lucy Wicks in, and almost got Emma McBride out in Wong. And this time we thought, oh, how could you preference either? And that was a decision taken before the campaign. It had been proven correct. I can't think of any reason why I could vote for Lucy or Emma. We had a meeting, and I said, ask the committee one question. Tell me one thing Lucy Wicks has done down here at Robertson. I'm at the Mount White End, Hawtrey Bridge Inn, and or one thing Emma McBride's done in Wyong. And none of our members could put anything substantive to that.
See, you know, so, it feels like there's a lot of money being spent in and around the Central Coast, but you're saying that a lot of that is probably private enterprise and the government needs to do more.
Yeah, and what Lucy's taking credit for, the tax office, et cetera, the government jobs, they were when I ran candidates, Laurie McKinnon down here at Robertson, and his preferences got Lucy elected. And they got preferences not based on political idealism, but because Arthur Sinodinos, who was running the campaign for the Liberals at the time, for Tony Abbott, he promised us in return he would build a tax office, Department of Finance, 1,200 jobs. So very hard for Lucy to really take credit for that. We're also committed to he committed the Liberals to a Central Coast uni. We were misled. And the University of Newcastle changed its name to UON and pretend to represent all the way the Central Coast to Newcastle. Well, that's a nonsense. So we still haven't got a uni. We've got an improved TAFE, but that was all done by the Central Coast Task Force, not by Lucy Wicks. God bless her. Singo, probably a very nice lady, but done nothing.
Yeah, Singo, where do you see the greatest need for a government to spend money on the Central Coast right now? If you had to pick a spot,
it's hard not to pick a spot. Infrastructure. You can't get in. You can't get out. The cities of Gosford and Wong. Our cities, population over 50,000 is the definition. They're the most run-down joints. You drive anywhere you want, buddy. In New South Wales, you'll see history, you'll see quaintness, you'll see little shops, beautiful little stores, restaurants, cafes. The main street of Gosford at Wong, you'll see slum city, some dog millionaires. Nothing has been done of any substance. We don't have a university. We still have the highest youth unemployment, highest youth suicide. And you know the biggest thing Morrison has done up here? He came up last week. He went to Yamana, and here is his commitment to us in this $1 trillion advance auction of stolen goods being our money. And they're going to spend $200,000+ fixing up the Country Women's at Yamana. Now, I love the Country Women's Association, but it's hardly going to help our generation, let alone future generations, or that was it.
John, you spent, I know, on radio stations on the Central Coast, radio stations in Sydney. It would have been a fair whack of money. Mate, what do you hope to achieve, or what do you want people to do by listening to that? What do you think the outcome will be on election day?
I just hope it's so close. The next state election and federal election, where we have the same problem, we will run candidates. and just firing a shot across their bow, mate. I don't expect it. I think it's too little too late what I've done. But I'm just saying, look, unless we keep this really close, they'll take us for granted. And we've got to keep it close. So next time they'll say, oh, I mean, whoever wins Robertson wins the federal elections. Been that since the 1980s. So this should be a bellwether seat. This should be where they're spending money here in Robertson, Lucy Wick's seat. Because whoever wins this will win. And you know, Lucy is a really nice lady. But no idea. She's one of Scott Morrison's teacher's pets. You know, the type of woman they have behind you in Parliament to show you're, you know, really in touch with your feelings.
Yep.
Well, I want them to know that next state election we will be running, we won't be mucking about, and this time we'll run to win.
Fair enough. So you basically, when you say a shot across the bow, this is like Singo's on his way. You're thinking about running as an independent.
We did it at the Tony Abbott election. Then I took it easy if it gave Morrison a go. He's been so disappointing. Liberals have done nothing. Lucy's done nothing. Emma McBride, Labor, Abbott Wong, she's done nothing either. So, hey, we're coming to get you.
So look, the outcome, everyone's saying, look, it's going to be close, but it's either going to be Liberal or Labor with preferences from the independents. So which party would you like to see get in on Saturday?
Couldn't care less.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, Singo, is that you don't care less and that we should be so disappointed in the result that when we come round, it's like remembering a grand final loss. The next year, you use that as a motivation to get through the next grand final with which you might be a part.
Yeah, this is a very early shot for the next state election, buddy, and we will be running. And even though a couple of the local members are real good mates of mine, friends of mine, really particularly Liesl, yeah, they don't have any vision for the Central Coast. They don't have the authority with the Premier or the opposition to actually make a big difference up here.
What do you think about Clive Palmer and his campaign?
Oh, well, mate, unfortunately, it's totally deceptive, misleading, and I think we'll be pretty successful, very successful. Because you can go on air and say, if you run an ad for MLC and say, put your super with us, you run it on Triple M, you probably got it there, you'll see there's more conditions than there is promise. Same with the Harvey Norman, no deposit interest-free. You've got to have the truth. In political advertising, you can tell whatever whoppers you want. Having worked in political advertising since the days of Askin and Joe and Hawke and Keating.
Tug on the heartstrings of patriotism and then turn it into whatever suits your party.
Well, mate, he's saying the best one is 3% home loans guaranteed for 5 years. Now, that's terrific. I'd vote for that. Except conditions apply. He has to, A, get in. He's got to be prime. This other big fat bloke, Craig Kelly, has to be prime minister. He has to have control of the Senate. And inflation is going to go to 5 or 10% quicker than it did under the last time money got out of control under Gough. And so I'm going to vote for 3% home interest, and so will many parents for their kids.
Yeah.
And we know it will not happen. It cannot happen because he can't be elected.
There's a busy.
He might win. But I do think he'll get 10 to 15% outside the major metropolitan areas.
Yeah, there's a big asterisk there, isn't
there? It's like when our producer, Matty Lucas, said, would you like to have a chat with Paddy and Rob? And you said, yeah, sure, but he didn't tell you about us. Paddy wants lunch at the Elanora. I thought I'd shoot a little higher and try and get lunch at Saddles.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
See you.
John Singleton.
Thanks for joining us, mate. Thanks for your honesty. And we'll see how Saturday plays out.
All right, buddy. Look forward to it. See you, mate.
Good one.